It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Dorney Park, Hershey Park, Dutch Wonderland, Lakemont Park, Idlewild, Kennywood, and Conneaut Lake Park. Pennsylvania has some of the most historic amusement parks and roller coasters in the country. As amusement parks start coming to life for the season, as Kennywood gets ready to open, David Witoslawski, a McKeesport substitute school teacher and author of the book Great Pennsylvania Amusement Parks Road Trip, gives us a guide to the state's classic coasters and parks. He joins us in Studio A. David Witoslawski, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
You have a special affinity for amusement parks, especially old roller coasters. What is it that you love about them?
I love just the matter of community spirit when it comes to going to amusement parks. You go there, people just forget about all their problems in the world. You go there, we have some of the best in the state here. We have some of the best parks. You know, I've been all over the country, but you know, I've lived in Allentown on the eastern part of the state, and I lived here in Pittsburgh in the western part of the state. And I've had the unique opportunity of experiencing both sides of the state in regards to the parks as home parks.
So take us on a tour across the state, and what route would you take, and where would you stop for some great amusement park and wooden coaster experiences?
Wooden coaster experiences. Well, we have 17 wood coasters here in the state. That's more than any other state in the country. I mean, more than double. You know, the next closest state has 8 of them, and that's Ohio, and that's California. We have 17 wood coasters, including the world's oldest at Lakemont Park in Altoona.
Lakemont Park, the world's oldest roller coaster.
World's oldest roller coaster.
Is in Altoona, home of the Horseshoe Curve.
Home of the Horseshoe Curve, yes.
And so when you say old, the oldest, how far back does it go?
Goes back to, I believe, 1902 off the top of my head.
1902?
Yes.
And it's made of wood.
Yes, it is.
Should we be scared to get on this?
Oh, no, no. They take great care of it. You know, it was closed for a little while in the 80s and 90s, and a group together with an organization that I'm part of, the American Coaster Enthusiasts, you know, we, you know, folks rallied to get Leap the Dips back in operation again. We got it set, you know. Everyone worked together and was able to work as a community and get it reset. You know, someone who was a furniture builder actually, volunteered and got it set. You know,
And I was going to ask you, what does it take to reset a roller coaster, especially one that old?
Well, what they have to do is they have to check for structural integrity in regards to the supports. They have to check for the track, you know, to make sure that it's set. You know, that's a different coaster than most coasters because it doesn't have the thing called upstop wheels, which you'll notice on some of the, on most wooden coasters, actually pretty much all of them, have upstop wheels, you know, where the wheels under the track. On this, the track runs along the side of it. You know, there's the track, and then there's a metal spot that's the track, and they're called a side friction ride. And what it does is you have to, you know, put the track, you have to make sure that things are greased, running well, you know, make sure things are restored, you know, and
Lakemont's sounds like a good idea.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I'm sorry, you were going to say?
Lakemont's a wonderful place. That's in Altoona there. I'd highly recommend going there. That's a very inexpensive park. You go there, spend the day, and,
When you say inexpensive, what do we...
I mean, we're talking like $5 on a weekday.
$5?
Yep, $5.
For a whole day?
For a whole day.
Of amusement park rides?
Yes, and a weekend, you're talking maybe around $10 or $12.
Very, very nice. We are talking with David Witoslawski. He is a roller coaster historian, and he's written a book, author of Great Pennsylvania Amusement Park Road Trips. And this book comes in various forms. I have the paperback version, but is there a hardcover version as well?
I have a paperback version. I also have an ebook version.
Ebook, okay. So the ebook is available on your website. We'll link to that.
Yes.
At WESA.FM. And we'd like to hear from some folks about their favorite, your favorite roller coasters around Pennsylvania. We'll keep it to Pennsylvania. What are the ones that you like the best and why? 412-246-2002, the number to call, 412-246-2002, email esspgh@wesa.fm, and on Twitter at esspgh, follow the conversation at #EPLive. I don't know how much you know about the origins of the roller coasters, but I'm wondering who came up with the concept of the roller coaster, and who was building the early ones?
The early ones, you know, we have a bunch of folks. You know, there are guys, you know, dating back. I mean, Philadelphia Toboggan Company is actually located in Lansdale, which is on the other side of the state. You know, and they're one of the originators of roller coasters. EJ Morris is the guy. He designed the Leap the Dips at Lake Mountain. He designed a bunch of coasters. And but you know, as far as coasters in general, it actually was an accident. Or not an accident per se, you know, as far as a ride, but
they started out to build a toboggan and then it became a roller coaster.
No, it actually ended up in eastern PA. You know, Pennsylvania, we have this coal heritage here. There's something called the Switchback Railroad, which is in Mock Chunk, which is currently Jim Thorpe in northeastern Pennsylvania. And it was actually there were actually coal cars meant to make a more rapid move from top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain of coal. You know, to get it to the centers, you know, to move it down eventually to areas called like Bethlehem, where Bethlehem Steel was located. On those cars, they were gravity fed, and then mules would carry them back up. We're talking the late 19th century here. And what people would do on Sundays, you know, when work wasn't going on, people would actually ride them. You know, people would actually travel from all over the place to go ride this. And then from there on out, you know, Coney Island in New York, you know, they built the first actual coaster, you know, built on like, you know, with a wooden platform, and it was named Switchback Railroad as an ode towards that, and it went on from there.
So the origin of the roller coaster really is based in Pennsylvania.
Based in Pennsylvania, yes. You know, and Pennsylvania, I mean, we have, you know, some of the oldest roller coasters. We have the oldest, and we have some of the top 25 oldest. We have six or seven off the top of my head. I mean, we have a bunch all over the place. And some of the best, absolute best coasters. You know, we have, there's the Ravine Flyer up at Waldemere. It's a coaster. It's a pretty relatively new, actually. And you can you can see out over Lake Erie. It's at Presque Isle State Park. It's spectacular. You go over a four-lane highway, and you're going up and down hills, you know, curves, you know, great airtime, which is the feeling where you feel like you're going to fly out, but you're not.
Where your stomach literally drops out of your body. And wow, well, that sounds like fun. There are obviously people that don't get outside of Pittsburgh, there's a world beyond Kennywood. Kennywood's great, but it sounds like there are a lot of other great places to explore. 412-246-2002 if you'd like to join the conversation with our roller coaster expert, David Witoslawski. And we have Francine from Squirrel Hill on the line. Hi, Francine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Okay, do any of the existing wooden roller coasters come close to the Westview Bend?
Ooh,
and
that's another park of days gone by, Westview Park.
Yes.
Great question, Francine. What about it?
If you go up to Conneaut Lake up north, about an hour and a half north of here, you know, it's a park that's having a hard time, but they're scratching back, you know, and they've restored their Blue Streak coaster, which was actually designed, I believe, by the same person that designed that. His name was a guy by the name of Vettel, who's his son actually did the revamp on the Thunderbolt from the Pippin at Kennywood. And if you go up there, you know, you're going to see some of the extreme drops, the extreme pitch on the drops that you'd see on the rides at Westview. You know, same designer, you know, and it's just spectacular. You know, you go up there, and that's a very inexpensive time, and you know, great family park. You know, great folks running it. You know, and it's something that I've also actually put some support towards the park. You know, through proceeds from the book as well to you know help bring it back up. And it's really a great place to head up there. You know, they're actually opening up in a couple of weeks.
Conneaut Lake Park.
Yep, Conneaut Lake Park.
And it closed, but the people managed to get it back up and running again.
Yeah, it closed in 2007, and it reopened in 2009, and then they were able to reopen the Blue Streak in 2010. And this past year, the Blue Streak was running at you know almost as well as any coaster I've ever rode. You know, it's really just a spectacular comeback. You know, and it's been clawing back. You know, it's had adversity, but I believe that if it keeps going at this pace, that you know it should be you know just a huge park again. You know, and I'd recommend going up there, spend an afternoon, go up there. You know, it's so close by and very inexpensive.
There used to be another park on the way to the old airport, and I want to say it was called Swan Lake.
White Swan.
White Swan Park. Whatever happened to that one?
That one closed for airport expansion. You know, that was, you know, when they were expanding the airport, you know, and unfortunately, you know, things with the airport expansion didn't really pan out as we hoped, you know. But the, you know, that was purchased for right of way for the parkway, and the coaster that was there is actually down in Texas right now, and you know, the Galaxy Coaster, and then actually their Tilt-A-Whirl is at Knoebels. You know, Knoebels is in the center of the state. That's a wonderful park.
So a park may close, but that doesn't mean the rides are done. They can live on elsewhere.
They live on elsewhere. They bring joy to folks. You know, and Knoebels, my goodness, that's a place we went to this weekend. You know, that's a place I grew up at. You know, hadn't been there in a couple of years, but then got back, and oh my goodness, you know, they have the best. You know, two of the best wooden coasters. They have a third one also, which is a rebuild of a classic design that was a bobsled that hadn't been around for decades. You know, and it's they just rebuilt it, reopened it. You know, there they also have a carousel that you can actually put your arm out and catch the ring. You know, you always hear about catching the ring on the carousel. You can actually go there and get, you know, you can get the brass ring and you'll get a free ride. You know, it's a park. You know, a lot of these parks, you know, you can go in. And, you know, you don't have to pay an admission price. You can actually take your dog, you know, to the park, you know, and walk around with your dog, it's just wonderful. Knoebels is an amazing place to have a campground there. It's about 3.5-hour drive, but I'd recommend that, you know, because you can also get Lakemont and Del Grosso's on the way. Del Grosso's is actually the family of, you know, the pasta, you know, the spaghetti sauce maker, you know, it's just north of Altoona.
And that's another really old one, too.
Yeah.
That goes back. I guess it goes back to the 20s, right?
Yeah, you know, and it was ironically, it was actually named Bland's Park, you know. But now it's you know, it was purchased by the Grossos at some point, and then they have a spectacular carousel that dates back. You know, we're talking almost 100 years. Their carousel has been in the same place. It's one of a few. Conneaut also has a carousel that's been in the same spot. You know, since it came around. The carousel at Del Grosso, that's my favorite thing. You know, their food is fantastic as well. You know,
they're expert pasta makers.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of Conneaut Lake Park, Daryl on Twitter says, "I rode the Blue Streak in fourth grade, have never been back on one again. That was 30 years ago, but Conneaut Lake Park was a special place." That's Daryl on Twitter. 412-246-2002 if you'd like to join the conversation with David Witoslawski. He is a roller coaster expert, tours the country riding roller coasters, and has written a book called Great Pennsylvania Amusement Parks Road Trip. Whatever happened to Westview Park? Francine brought it up. I remember it as a kid. It is long gone.
Long gone.
But why?
You know, just due to, I believe, financial issues. You know, and then, you know, it just, you know, it's part of the, you know, part of our American fabric has been disappearing. You know, these amusement parks, we still have more amusement parks than pretty much anywhere else. We have more wood coasters than anywhere else. But the problem is that we've lost so many. I mean, you know, due to all, you know, all the loss of industry, you know, loss of everything, we've lost so much. You know, Westview was replaced, ended up being replaced by Kmart. There's another park in Allentown called Central Park that was replaced by a car dealership. Car dealership's gone, just sitting there vacant. You know, what a waste. You know, and we see, you know, McKeesport also, White Oak, they had Rainbow Gardens amusement park there. And we've lost these parks, you know, we've lost these places for people to congregate, their roller rinks, bowling alleys, you know, we see our communities falling apart. And I think one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about these Pennsylvania parks is because of how they can be a community anchor and how they also offer a place where folks can just go and ride a ride and forget about their troubles for the day.
Let's go to Amy in Squirrel Hill, who has a story about Kennywood. Amy, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I grew up in Johnstown, so our family reunions, it was a huge Italian family, was always at Idlewild, and there were the days when you could still just go with tickets. We'd have a softball game, we would ride the rides, have, you know, a giant Italian picnic in the pavilion, and that not only is, I think, an anchor for communities, but for families that have gotten scattered over the years. But following that, the big adventure for us from Johnstown was coming into Kennywood and going to Pittsburgh and Italian days with my 80-year-old grandfather standing in line as a single rider trying to get on the Thunderbolt is definitely one of my best memories. It was just an amazing sight to see a guy that old loving the roller coasters right up until we lost him.
Yeah, we had. Well, and the Thunderbolt. I remember the Pippin. Did you say that the Pippin? The Thunderbolt evolved out of the Pippin?
It evolved out of the Pippin. In fact,
I did not know that.
Yeah, most of the Pippin is still intact. What they ended up doing was adding the large helix sections. When you're on the midway and you see the train heading down that spiral drop and then heading back down again, that section was added on by Vettel. But the initial ride was designed by John Miller. He actually also designed the Racer and the Jackrabbit. And what they did is basically the bulk of the Pippin is still there, but what they ended up doing was adding on the section that's the Thunderbolt, that created the Thunderbolt, with the helix, where you feel like you're going through like lean off the side of the train, that section was added on, so the Pippin really still lives, and that's one of the cool things too is. Kennywood, out of, sheer economics necessity also ended up holding on to the rides to the point where now they're antiques and priceless. And it's, you see that across the state a lot. This was an original old money center. All across the state is like that.
Let's go to Randy in Cannonsburg. He has a Jackrabbit story. Randy, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
I got a story you won't believe, but I swear it's true.
Okay, try us.
I grew up in Manassas. We used to have community picnics at Kennywood. So I went to go on the Jackrabbit one year. I was too small for, I think it was Howdy Doody.
You were not as tall as Howdy Doody, so you didn't get to go on the Jackrabbit. Well,
right,
the
so
Jackrabbit
I
had that.
My eyes out, and I got taken over to Kittyland.
Okay.
Somewhat humiliated. So the next year I go, and I'm tall enough. And when I went up to get onto the Jackrabbit, I gave the ticket taker all of my community day tickets. And I got to ride the Jackrabbit 64 consecutive times in the back seat. I never got off.
Oh, man.
I said, here, take my tickets and let me know when I'm done. And I rode 64 times in a row.
That might be a world record, Randy.
I think it's a Pittsburgh Guinness World Record.
Well,
I put in for it. I'm not sure if I ever made the book.
But, it's probably good that they made you wait because you say you wanted to ride in the back because that's the one that has that double dip. Where literally, if you're not wearing a seatbelt, you're out of that car.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow. Or is it the seatbelt or the bar that keeps you in?
It's the seatbelt. There's a bar that's contoured down, which the bar will keep you in too. You can dip under that, but it's a single position bar, and that's a pretty rare train there. That's a really spectacular. That's a Vettel train, designed by Vettel.
Randy, our hat is off to you to do that 64 times. I could only take it once or twice back in the day.
You got me in for that.
Does that sound like a record to you, James? David, rather?
Absolutely, yeah. The most I've ridden a coaster is 11. I've rode the Phantom 11 times in a row, and I've rode the Lakemont Skyliner, which is a fantastic ride, and I've rode that about 11 times in a row. One of them with the Altoona Curve baseball team, they hopped on during one of the rides. And that train was flying.
Yeah, that's no 64 though.
Nope.
Now let's go to James in Beaver County. James, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You had a question?
Well, yeah. My grandfather worked for a company in Beaver Falls that made roller coasters back in before the Depression, and I wonder if your guest knows anything about it.
Traver, I believe you're talking about Traver, correct?
It could be. I think it is. Yeah.
Yep. They made the Tumblebug. The Tumblebug was there's only two left. There's one at Kennywood and there's one at Conneaut Lake. The one at Conneaut Lake's fantastic. I think you feel like you're going to fly out. There's also the Caterpillar. Caterpillars are rare. I'm not exactly sure on the whereabouts of some. I know they have one at Idlewild that they took out that's going to be renovated. But Traver also created some of the most terrifyingly legendary roller coasters, and they only lasted a few days. And then they were gone, but Traver Engineering up there, everybody used to have a Tumblebug or a Caterpillar. Unfortunately, that's not the case, but we in Western Pennsylvania have the only two left.
Apparently, they used to franchise out some of the rides because my grandfather owned the Turtle ride at Conneaut Park.
Yeah,
that was my father's summer job.
That's something I've heard about. I've heard about them leasing rides out. You know, that's something that would especially happen to like Coney Island in New York, you know, where, you know, different operators would lease out rides.
Mm-hmm.
James, thank you for the call. One last quick comment from Jim in Oakland, who's been waiting. Jim.
Paul, I love the show, and I'm blind, and I go to Kennywood twice a year with a blind recreation group, and my favorite ride is a Steel Phantom's Revenge. That's a good coaster.
I love that ride.
A lot of steep drops. I'm 62 years old. I still ride everything in the park.
That Phantom, that's actually the world's tallest terrain hugging coaster.
I love it. I love everything. I love the water rides. I do it all. I'm 62 years old. I love everything.
Good for you, Jim.
I love it.
That's great. We love to hear it, and thanks for sharing that. We appreciate it. A couple of email questions. One from Joanne, who says there are two wooden roller coasters at Hershey Park. One of them has two sets of cars that race, and one of the scariest coasters I've been on, I think it's called the Lightning Racer. Can you talk about this coaster? And that's from Joanne.
The Lightning Racer, they actually have three coasters. They have the Lightning Racer, the Wildcat, and the Comet. The Lightning Racers, that was actually created in 2000. It was created in 2000 by GCI, which is actually a Pennsylvania company designed by a guy named Mike Boodley. Wonderful guy, you know, and, you know, that's a coaster with real Pennsylvania roots. You know, Lightning Racer is awesome. You know, it's a wonderful ride. You know, it's twisted, it's modern, you know, but it harkens back to the old days, you know, and Comet and the Wildcat are fantastic wood coasters at Hershey as well. I love going to Hershey and all parks.
Well, he is a man who definitely knows all about roller coasters and has written about them and toured the state and the country, it sounds like. The book is The Great Pennsylvania Amusement Parks Road Trip, and we also have a map on our website pinpointing some of the PA amusement parks mentioned in this segment, and also information, the e-book, right?
E-book
version of The Great Pennsylvania Amusement Parks Road Trip. You can go to our website, wesa.fm, and check it out. David Witoslawski, the author of the book, the roller coaster expert, has been our guest. David, thank you so much for joining us, and I guess we're going to keep you around. We're going to keep you here. There's by popular demand. So, David, if you can stay with us till 1, we'll continue talking about roller coasters all around the area. We have to take a break, though, first. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Well, roller coasters are a popular topic, and they've been popular on this show today, so much so that we've invited David Witoslawski to remain with us right up to the top of the hour to talk more. And there were more questions that I had, and if there are more that you would like to ask, join the conversation at 412-246-2002. Now, David, I had to ask you about the park in Altoona. We talked about Lakemont Park, which you said was the oldest in the country, dating back to 1902. And it has the oldest roller coaster. And one of the things we did not discuss about this particular roller coaster is that it has no lap bar, which is the thing that keeps you in the car. How can that be, David?
You know, it's not exactly the most intense coaster, you know, but it's a 9-foot vertical drop. But the coolest thing about that drop is the fact that, I mean, there's no seatbelt, no lap bar, so it feels like you're going a lot faster, you know. And it's it's really, I mean, it's a blast. I mean, you'll see people coming in there with their toddlers going, you know, they have like 2-year-olds, you know, they'll be riding, you know, maybe a grandparent, you know, is holding the kid on. It's a wonderful environment. Lakemont, you know, they have the world's oldest coaster. You know, most of these parks, that was a trolley park. Most of these parks ended up being on the end of trolley lines or railroad lines to try to get boost ridership on Sundays, you know, boost picnic ridership. And that's a lot of the reason why a lot of them have gone, because the trolleys have gone. You know, some of them were able to hang on and some of them haven't. But Lakemont is an awesome place. You know, it's you know, I'd highly recommend. I mean, we have a bunch of parks just within 2 hours of us. You know, you really should go check out.
Now, of course, sadly, there have been accidents. People have gotten hurt, and children have died on some roller coasters. What about Pennsylvania and the safety standards here?
Safety standards are excellent. You know, and this is, you know, in addition to the safety standards being excellent, this is also sort of a self-regulating, you know, industry. You know, this is a direct impact industry. You know, if someone's going to get hurt on the ride, you know, you don't want that. You know, you see that, you know, right in front of you. You know, Pennsylvania, I mean, there has not been a serious incident in a very long time. I mean, we're talking decades. You know, you know, Pennsylvania has a strict you know, inspection program through the Department of Agriculture. You know, and also you know, there's a lot of families that run these parks. You know, these are people that have been in debt in these parks. You know, for generations. You know, it's you know, Kennywood. Even you know, Andy Quinn is a guy from Kennywood, and he's a part of the original family of Kennywood. Even though it's owned by a Palace Entertainment now, but he's still there. You know, these are parks that have a family stake in them.
Let's take one last call from Stu in Greensburg. Stu, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, how you doing?
Go ahead with a quick comment.
Yeah, during the summer of '53, I worked in the park and slept in the park. And when one night we didn't sleep at all, we stayed up all night and ended up walking the Blue Streak. My roommate said we were going to look for trains coming in, but now I look up at it and I start shaking just thinking about it.
That's a great story.
That's a great story. It's Blue Streak. That's a great ride, and that's being nurtured, babied by Adams Amusements, their family that also has connections to Knoebels, and they. They've gone and they've restored that ride, and it's fantastic. I mean, that's a white knuckle fantastic ride, and I'd highly recommend taking the hour and a half ride up there for an afternoon or going up, maybe spending a weekend going there, going to Waldemere Park in Erie. I'd recommend going to all these parks. It's our book. It's available on through our website and through Amazon if you'd like to check it out as well.
Thank you, Stu, and thank you, David Witoslawski. We are out of time, but it's been a fascinating discussion about roller coasters, and David is the author of the Great Pennsylvania Amusement Parks Road Trip, and there's an e-version of it. We link to it at our website, wesa.fm. David Witoslawski, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, this week we've aired a 4-part series on learning innovations. Tomorrow it culminates in an hour-long special. That's tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.